April 10th, 1977, Easter Sunday. Christ the Lord is risen today. Alleluia. Inscriptions on tombstones are known as epitaphs, from two Greek words, upon and sepulcher. Their known history dates back centuries before the birth of Christ. The length of an inscription of early Greek and Roman epitaphs was an indication of the importance of the deceased. Undistinguished people had brief statements. Emperors, councils, heroes, and the like had elaborate epitaphs, telling in great detail the story of their lives. One of the earliest eulogies archaeologists have found was written on the tomb of the last Assyrian king, Sardanapalus. It read, "Go, passenger, eat, drink, and rejoice, for the rest is nothing." A close approximation of the Bible verse, "Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we shall die," from Isaiah 22, verse 13. The greatest epitaph ever, and a rebuttal to the Assyrian king's hopeless one, was Christ's. Though there were no words chiseled upon the stone which was rolled away from the empty tomb, its message has been written on the hearts of men for nearly 20 centuries. If His word is inscribed on your heart, your heavenly epitaph already has been written. Thank you, God, for Calvary.